30-year-old Sharon Fuller looked out the passenger window of her family's four-door convertible as it rumbled across southeastern Colorado. Her husband, Mike, sat behind the wheel. His jaw was set tight, his knuckles white from his grip. They'd been driving for days, and their two kids couldn't sit still in the back seat. Mike was about to lose it. Sharon sighed. This was supposed to be a fresh start, but it was starting to feel like a nightmare. Mike still blamed her for the state of their marriage, for the affair. But in her mind, he was just as much at fault as she was. If he loved her as much as he loved his job as a Seventh-day Adventist pastor, she might not have looked for comfort in another man's arms. They'd agreed to move on from the affair, both emotionally and literally, packing up their house and kids. But Sharon knew the love for Mike was never coming back. She just hoped there was someone in their new hometown to fill the hole in her heart. Welcome to Black Widow Watch. Like the deadly spider they're named for, many female criminals have used the promise of love to trap and kill their victims. These men believed they'd found the person they would spend their lives with. Instead, they had wandered right into the web of a deadly predator. Throughout this month, I'm taking a look at the world's most notorious black widows. In these episodes, I'll uncover what made these women decide to murder the people they'd vowed to love and cherish. We'll detail the specific methods they used to carry out these ends. And finally, we'll explore what made their respective prey susceptible to the charms of a predator in disguise. Today, we're discussing Sharon Nelson, a former pastor's wife who raked in $400,000 in life insurance payments after the deaths of her second and third husbands. But this widow didn't work alone. She conspired some help. More on Sharon Nelson coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now back to our Black Widow. When Sharon Nelson arrived in the small rural town of Rocky Ford, Colorado in 1976, she was still married to Mike Fuller, but she was determined to make sure that the union didn't last. Mike was restrictive, oppressive, and hot-tempered. Soon, a man within his Seventh-day Adventist congregation caught Sharon's eye, 43-year-old Perry Nelson. He already had a loving wife and two children. But something was missing. The excitement was gone. That all changed with Sharon. Their affair brought a spark to both of their lives. It went on in secret for years, but eventually they left their spouses and eloped. At first, it was a happy marriage. Perry had a steady career as an optometrist, and they were building a life together. But by 1983, Sharon had lost interest in her second husband. Perry was too invested in his work. He didn't have enough time for Sharon. So she started another secret affair with a man named Gary Adams. He lived up in the hills away from the rest of the town. He was exciting, but more than that, he did whatever Sharon told him. Unaware of Sharon's infidelity, in early 1983, Perry applied for a $200,000 life insurance policy. He always liked to plan ahead and wanted to make sure his wife and kids were taken care of in case of any accidents. On July 22, 1983, Perry drove to Denver for work. It was the last time anyone saw him alive. When he didn't come home that night, Sharon called the police to report him missing. The next day, the authorities located his car half submerged in Clear Creek Canyon. The car seemed to be partially stripped, and there was no sign of Perry. If she was heartbroken, Sharon didn't show it. Within weeks, the search was called off, and within months, Sharon was pushing to have Perry declared legally deceased to claim the life insurance policy. A year later, authorities found his body farther down the stream. His death was ruled an accident because of the crash. Sharon continued to see Gary Adams in secret, but she always had her eyes out for new love, especially after she moved to Denver to escape some questioning glances from the locals over Perry's accident. It was there that she met Glenn Harrelson, a fire dispatcher who didn't mind her past. Everyone had some baggage, and he was willing to look beyond it for love. They were married in June of 1988. A pattern was emerging. Within months of being married, Sharon convinced Glenn to get a life insurance policy, just in case anything ever happened on the scene of a fire. In the early morning hours of November 19, 1988, someone reported a house fire. When firefighters arrived, they quickly knocked down the blaze. But when they entered the residence, they found a gruesome sight. Investigators found Glenn's charred body in the home's crawl space. It was apparent that he'd been shot twice in the head. What initially looked like an accident was now a homicide. Sharon wasn't able to collect the life insurance this time. When authorities came to talk with her, she broke down and confessed. She admitted that her lover, Gary Adams, killed Glenn on her orders. Not only that, but they both were responsible for Perry Nelson's death as well. Today, Sharon is serving consecutive life sentences in jail for Perry and Glenn's murders. She was always looking for more in life. Now, all she sees are the four walls of her prison cell. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to examine the twisted web of yet another Black Widow. For more villainous women, you can catch episodes of Female Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.